Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we are going to be awakening your spirit this morning. Resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. If you ever need to go back and listen to the Power Start Your Day call, you will have a few of them. You can go back at successwithnicola.com, click on Power Start call, and you can go back and listen. I know that you're going to need to review this information. You know, so many people just don't understand what it takes to build big business in network marketing. They do know what it takes to probably produce. They do know what it takes to probably get in some customers or some business partners. But when we're talking about build it big, there are different components that need to be mastered, and you're not going to master them all at one time. That's why you have to commit to a minimum five-year plan with your company that leads into what we're going to be talking about today. We have been talking about how to give your network marketing business a big boost, And we have discussed some things about how it's so important for you to multiply and also be fruitful. This was a command by God. And we talk about, you know, that 90-day game plan, but some things go inside of there. You got to make sure you're setting some specific dates of start and finish and giving your team some explicit directions and lay out what the expected goals are. And, you know, of course, set up a system for responding, after they've shown the information, then what's next? They should know what that is. And I'm going to tell you this. One of the things you must do is you got to plug people into the big system. You're not going to remember everything. And you can't train everything as soon as a person enrolls in the business. And so as a leader, we never can be an obstacle to our teams. We must always be a solution. And the solution is plugging them into the system. This will now make them level up on responsibility to say, hey, you're a business partner. Right? I may have sponsored you in a business. I might be an upline, but I am not 100% responsible for your success. But you are 100% responsible for pointing them into the direction where they can be successful. Okay, I want to say that one more time. Right? You guys know you're going to get it wrong, you're going to get it real. If you want to make millions in this industry, you got to get this point. You're not 100% responsible for a person's success, but you are 100% responsible for pointing them in direction so they can have success. And that's plugging them into the big system. I see this so often. And so as we're talking today, we're going to move into our scripture. You're going to be going into 1 Corinthians. It's going to be where you're going to be pulling up 1 Corinthians chapter 14 is where we're going to be going, verse 40, and then we're going to go into talking about today's topic, is that you've got to have some simple systems that people can follow. If you want to build big, it has to be in a rhythmic way. There should be like a success mantra that your team has, that your company has, a success mantra. Like they should have like, we're talking about big business. You're not doing big business without numbers. So I love the whole success mantra with numbers. So for us and for many years, nearly a decade, it's been the number 5 for us. And, you know, some other companies might say 3, might say 2. If you can get people and you can train them in success mantras that that align with numbers. I'm going to do a video today about this. And I want to make sure that I'm able to be in front of a whiteboard so people can follow it. So when we say, you know, I'm going to post it, hey, I'm going to be going live at this time, we need you to make sure that you're tagging and sharing when you see that, dear me, in Facebook. I'm going to go live on this on today. But you need to have a success mantra for your team or your company. And I can tell you, if you want to do it big, it should be what the company is doing. If you want to keep playing small, it's going to be what you're doing. Because the company as a whole is much bigger. So you want to have those mantras. If the leaders have a mantra, a number that's associated with success, and therefore the whole company is in a rhythm, they have the success mantra. They know it takes two, or it takes three, it takes four, it takes five. This is the number. For us, it's the number five. It's the number five. I'm going to probably give you five reasons why you should do this, five ways to do this. You need five. You need this. All these types of things is always going to be about five for me for the most part. Why? Because then now it starts being ingrained in people. So let's go with our prayer, because getting in order is decent. Being in order. The word says it's all things. See, we got to pay very close attention when God is speaking to us in our word, because there are certain times when he'll say, do not, or he'll say, all, or he'll say, basically, this is the way. Pay very close attention to those direct commands or direct requests from God. We keep talking about principles. These things lead you to success. And anytime you find people who are less than successful, you'll find that they're not having order in certain areas. It's a dysfunction, meaning not functioning properly. And so our word, you're going to go there, let's go to the Lord and let's ask him. Let us line up and be in decency and in order. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. You have made this day. And you say even the order was seek you first, the kingdom, and your righteousness, and all things are added to us. So we're seeking you, we're seeking your word, and we're seeking your right first this day. And then you say, you'll go to work if we are in the proper order. But God, forgive us for the times when we're not in order. For you're our Father. You're our Creator. You know all things, and we just know just a little bit. So as we're plugging into it, Father God, your Holy Spirit, that will bring all these things into our remembrance. These are the plans. These are the laws, the rules that you set before us before we came here to earth. Holy Spirit, you have your way in this place. We acknowledge you that you're the only part of the Godhead that reigns here on earth with us. So we give you full authority to take control of our thoughts, our minds, our actions, as well as we ask you to help us with the hunger and thirst for the word of God that will lead us into all righteousness and into all abundance. We bless you. We allow you to work in us and through us for the betterment of not ourselves, but your people. We're thanking you for all the people you're sending us from the north, south, east, and west. We're thanking you that you're equipping us even now, that we'll be able to handle that overflow. We're thanking you right now that we'll begin to use those resources and sow on fertile ground. And we're thanking you that we're even acknowledging your principle, your laws of sowing and reaping. So we're sowing into you so that we may reap the harvest that you have for us, oh dear Lord. And we cover and we seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, guys, you can go on and start adding into the chat, and today we're going to move swiftly. We're going to open you up, and I need you to, I want confirmation that you're understanding these things, right? Because there are success formulas, and when we talk about, like, success mantras with your company or with your team, what have you, I need you to look for this. And this has been one of my largest success secrets. is even it started out even within the comp plan. Not only in my company I am now, my former company, I was able to look and see what does it require to get to the top of the company, and then you reverse engineer it to where you are now. Most people are feeling their way through to the top without a very clear system or orderly fashion. If there is order, there are more people that can duplicate. If there is order, you'll have more leaders because now you have now deposited information into people where now they can lead someone else to the same information, and hence people now start having predictable results in their business. It's time out for people at the bottom to still try to figure it out. If you lead them to the information, the right information, then you've done your job. Then now the next step is that you can support them in implementing that information. Now, no one has to do it for you. We're entrepreneurs. We're owners, right? We're bosses. We have that all plastered all over social media. I'm a boss. Be your own boss. Your bosses are going to make it their business to know the system, implement the system, and do the clarion call to their entire teams about a system. That's what bosses do. Let's think about your company for a moment if you still have a job. And don't the bosses, aren't they supposed to know, like, the company policies and how to be successful and where to find things and, you know, how to implement things? That's normally how they get promoted outside of politics and what have you. Let's be clear. Let's stick on the point because I know you have some people that are going their mind and they just always want to make you wrong so that they can feel right, even though the results are not saying you're right. In network marketing, I know for a fact that whenever you can see continuity of a system, success mantras, success formulas, you got more people taking their spot at the top. How? My prior company, we had the most six-figure earners, and we created another seven-figure earner. In this company, we have the most six-figure earners. So what I'm sharing with you is it's not all on me. It's just that I was smart enough to follow a system and stick to it. And so I was smart enough to know I wasn't that smart to try to do all the fancy dance stuff and think that people can do all of that when I know that the simpler it is, the more people can do it. And if the more people can do it, that means more money in network marketing. That means big boosts in business and network marketing. We got to simplify this. So let's talk about, for instance, I want to give you an example of ours. And like I said, I'm going to go live on this today. We talk about if you speak to five people a day and you got five times a week, and then now after they see your information, you ask these five questions. And I hear people say, well, what are the five questions? And I'm like, okay, they're in the business, so that means that somebody don't know the five questions or somebody didn't share the five questions. We got to make sure that we're arming people from the beginning to the end of what they need to do. So if they didn't come to the training and they're ready to get going, they may hear you ask the five questions. It doesn't have to be here, shove it off, here it is. They can do a few calls with the person so they can hear you ask the five questions. And so I want to go ahead and give the five questions. So that some of the people ask me, well, what is your five-question close? That's the response. You didn't do a complete prospecting process if you did not get a response. Right? So even for us, you invite, you expose, you get a response. You get them enrolled, and you get them set up on their services. That's five. The rest of the system completes the seven. That's completion. But I need you to understand that those five things should be done in our business in order for you to say you've done a great job. You invite, expose, get a response, enroll them, and get them set up on the services. They go another five for you. They go another five. That's the prospecting process there, right? You got them, you completed, you got them in, you get them set up on the services. And then now when you start building their business, which will complete the seven, you get their list and you get them the training. That's the seventh one. And we'll be talking about that on tomorrow, how trainings just boost your business. So the five-question close is saying, you know what, after someone has watched your video or they showed up to a meeting or they watched a webinar, remember the exposure. You get options as to what you expose, but you want to have a complete exposure where a person has seen enough information where you now can pull out of them when you're asking these questions the information that you need in order to move them into a close. So the information should be complete that they've seen. That's why a complete video overview of a person looking to partner with you or something complete on a video that shows them all about the services and everything is very good. And then it should even include maybe some testimonies around that, whatever they saw, because the question is, does this work? So that should include around whatever you show them. That's the reason why sometimes people will show people information and they still got a ton of questions or they don't even answer back. Give them enough that will even make them now want to answer the phone after they've gotten the exposure. So here are the five questions. So did you get a chance to watch the video or the information or the webinar until the end? You get the answer, number one. Number two, okay, well, good. What did you like most about what you saw? What stood out the most about what you saw? What stood out for you about what you saw? Now we're going to get to know a little bit more about that person as to what's rocking their boat. Let's move it expeditiously, family. Pay attention to what they say at number two, because that's what we're talking about for the rest of the conversation, not whatever else is in your script or your spill. This is where now you're paying very close attention. You're listening. The people who can listen the best during the prospecting process makes the most money. Number three, okay, well, good. So tell me a little bit more about that. Oh, wow, I love. Wow, your comp plan is huge. Oh, wow, tell me a little bit more about that. Why is that important to you? Now you might be able to find out, well, you know what? I need to get out of this debt, or I've been trying to move, you know, and I'm working, but I don't even have time for an extra job. Or my kid is trying to, you know, she joined this traveling basketball team and it's super expensive, but I don't want to let them down. Normally when you ask, tell me a little bit more about that, they're just going to start spilling the beans as to why is that important for them. If I were you, even if you're in person, I would take notes. If you're not a person that is quick at listening and taking good notes memory-wise, I encourage you, it's just my opinion, to write it down. Because these are the things now that you will be able to now, in number four, say, yeah, you know what? I agree with you. I can remember, and now this is where you can interject a story. Number four, you can interject a story, maybe of someone that it reminds you. That's why you need to collect testimonials. You need to, in your trainings, write down notes about stories about people in your company who've had success. These are things that you should know. Outside of they've done big business, things that are personal. This now encourages the person that knows that, you know what, you guys really do get to know your people, or really is a community, or really is a movement, because this will be telling people you're joining a movement. So now you say, yeah, you know what, I actually remember, you know, one of our leaders, I was listening to her story, and I can remember her talking about, even though she made millions of dollars, I can remember her saying that her dream was just so that she could be at home, be able to, you know, be at home with her kids. And she just wanted to cook breakfast, something as simple as that, and now it took her to make millions of dollars. I mean, I could identify what you really want to make that extra money so you can let your son's dreams come true. You know, a lot of times us as parents, I remember we sometimes can tell our kids we don't have it. But here's your opportunity to change that. Let me ask you a question. This is in number four. Are you coachable? When you ask a person, are they coachable? And the answer is like, yes, I'm willing to learn. They pretty much are saying, yes, I'm willing to learn by you. What else you have to say? Yes, I am coachable. Then you say, number five, oh, wow, that sounds really good to me. Sounds to me like you're ready to get started with us. Which enrollment package did you see yourself best fitting with? Or where did you see yourself getting started with us? That's number five. That's the closed question. Don't be afraid to ask number five, because that's when you got to start getting paid. And they go, well, wait, hold on. I don't know. I got to think about this. I'm not ready to join. I got to talk to my husband. And, you know, my inside joke is like, you didn't talk about to him when you bought them last pair of shoes. I might be talking to myself. But you want to say, oh, okay, well, oh, well, typically when people say what you just said, you know, you laid out your very reasons of why you needed to get started, they normally just get started. They may be like, oh, okay, but yeah, I just want to talk with them. Okay, well, great. So did you want us to get on the line with them now? I can answer any questions that they may have. I just did the same exact thing, guys, last night and still closed someone in my business, husband and wife in my business. Last night, they closed. They were in Louisiana, closed them at 11 o'clock in the night, 10 o'clock their time. I just used the same thing that I'm sharing with you. She got the wife on the line, and I said, hey, listen, you know, your husband wanted you and I to talk. You know, he definitely saw a need in what we have to offer. He said that you guys want to take your business to the next level and everything, that you've even, I deal with even objection, that you guys have tried other services before, similar to ours, you weren't satisfied with the results you've been getting so far. So, you know, he thought that you and I should talk and I can answer any questions that you might have. That's a whole different training. We're not going to go in depth with that. She went on and laid out, I don't think these things work, and so I get it 100%, but let me tell you a little bit about why we're different, the benefit that you'll get with working with us. I didn't flinch not one bit. You keep your posture and your smiling face while you're talking, just like I'm doing right now. I was able to answer the questions, and by the time I was done, she realized I was a pro. I am so happy I met you, Miss Jackson. That's what you want them to say. So when I did that, and they say, typically, you know what you said, people get started. Okay, when I speak with my wife. And I said, okay, well, we have a up until 2 a.m. your time that we can get this done. Have quite a bit of other clients that I'm servicing on today, but you can let me know. I saw them ring my phone 3 times. I just need you guys to go here and say, all right. Typically, when people say what you just said, they get started. They're ready to get started. So are you ready to join us? Oh, well, yeah, I want to get started, but I don't have the money until Friday. That's when you go into our pre-app. Okay, no problem. What we typically do in your case is we just take all the information and we'll just process your application on the date that you choose. If you want to take advantage of that today, oh, I can do that? Yeah, sure you can. I'm sure I can get that approved for you. Go ahead and tell me the way your name appears as it is on your driver's license, your address. You go through and you take the application. That's a whole other training. But 5, 5, 5. Go on. Let's try it. 5 people a day. You want to give a big boost on your 90-day challenge? 5 people a day, 5 times a week. And after they see your information, ask these 5 questions, and you're going to see some major, major success in your business. Let's open up the call, guys, and let's get some questions answered. Good morning to you. 443, last 4, 9, 3, 5, 3. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Rochelle in Maryland. How are you?
Hey, Rochelle. Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. Enjoying this call this morning. Sitting here looking at my 5-question close script as you go through it and, you know, just smiling to myself, you know, just getting that verification, you know, that I'm on the right track, that I am, you know, following the system, which is extremely important to me because, we talked earlier this week and I was just kind of telling you how there were some pieces of the system that I was neglecting to really fulfill. And, you know, once it kind of clicked for me and I started using the system fully to my advantage, I have seen an extreme, I mean, like, this is what I had to turn this on and my business was going to do this. I have seen an extreme boost in my business. I have seen my team just begin to grow exponentially. But what I wanted to say, as soon as you started today, you made a statement and you said, you know, as someone's upline, that I'm not 100% responsible for their success, but I'm 100% responsible for pointing them in the right direction. And it's so, that's so on time for me, because I was talking to my husband a few days ago, and before a few days before that, I was actually talking to my girl Dana in New Jersey, and I just was saying that sometimes I begin to question my leadership because people aren't necessarily moving the way I feel they should be moving. And I sometimes take that on my own shoulders because I, you know, I'm like, am I doing the right thing? I know that I'm giving them the information. I know that I'm training them properly. I know that I'm getting them plugged into the system. Of course, I can't control whether you get on a call or, you know, how much you're plugging in, but, and I know that I'm doing the things that I'm supposed to do, but sometimes I begin to get a little discouraged when I don't see them having the same success or the same close rate or, you know, whatever the case may be. I start to question myself. And with you making that statement this morning, it let me know that, listen, people are just people, and each person is going to move at their own pace. Each person is going to have different goals. Everyone doesn't want to explode their business right away. And I can't take that personally. I have to just do my part and keep moving through the system as I'm supposed to. And soon things are going to start catching fire for other people as well. And so I just thank you for reminding me of that this morning. That was perfect.
That is such powerful insights. And I want you to know this right here, Rochelle. The more you follow the system is the more success you'll have. There's a second part to this. Success encourages compliance. When your team see you successfully using the system, when meaning that success in network marketing is not something you can hide, as well as lack of success. Over time, people are watching and saying, over time, I'm not hearing and I ain't seeing no noise coming from you or your team. But when you're successful, then now here comes the platform for how did you do it? And when they can hear consistently the system, has a lot to do with my success, then you'll have people that will become compliant to the system. You'll have more people on the team, and everything in network marketing has a lot to do with the law of average of numbers. That's another principle or law. So if you have more people on your team, then the ratio of more people who are following the system is going to be larger. So if you're talking about a 20%, they say 20% of the people are responsible for 80% of the business. Well, in our organization, that is not the ratios. It's more than that because of the success, and I always screen the system, and I've done that in my prior company. We have more than 20% of our people who are following the system, who are having success. And so when you have more success, it will encourage compliance with your team. People are like, I can't get my team to do anything. I need you to check your system, sir and ma'am. Check your compliance to the system, sirs and ma'am. And then you will also see that your team is following you. You might have one rebel that's going to step out and say, they ain't giving me nothing. I'm going to go to the next level, which is the next upline or the next upline, because I ain't seeing nothing. But for the most part, people who are closest to you, your tribe, your net, are going to be doing just like you. Check your system, sirs and ma'am. Powerful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Good morning. We're going to 267. This is going to be our last call for the morning. 267, last C9. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can. How are
okay,
you?
Thank I am well. Thank you so much, Nicola. This is Michelle from New Jersey, and I just wanted to affirm that this was it. This was the piece that I personally needed to really inject myself into my business, because all of the information I get on the call pretty much every day, and all of the information that you've been communicating, teaching, sharing has been a buildup to this moment, so that now I can apply it, because I need the system, and I wasn't really understanding it. Like, I didn't have a full grasp of it, and to simplify it to the 5-5-5 helped me to realize, okay, if I do the system, then I'll be able to produce the result. So thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, this is such a powerful thing where, you know, what Michelle just said is this has been a build up, right? But this is what we train all the time, right? And so it's all about people are coming in the business at different times. And also, not only that, even in our business, in our company, on our launch form says 5, on our getting started form 5, it says 5 on our short presentation, it says 5. And so what we've got to think about is saying, hey, it's there, but what we got to do is sharpen up, and we're going to be doing that, making it very clear. We have a powerful training coming up in Atlanta called Synergy, and that training is how to cultivate award-winning teams. And, you know, that 5 is going to be so off the chain. I can tell you, and I have to let you guys know that for us, some companies it might be 3. For some companies it might be 2. But then when you have leaders that now deviate from that system, it creates confusion in the field, and then people were all programmed 5, and now they start doing 7, now they start doing 3. Now, if you have it like that and all the things, even we tell people 5 reasons why you should use our services or be on the services as an agent. We have 5 for all these things. I always try to roll it around 5 so that a person will be able to say, okay, it's 5. It's 5. Did I do 5? Did I do 5? And then now when leaders start talking to leaders and you're saying, well, let me check and see why you may be having a result, not having the results. Okay, so how many people did you get a chance to have? Oh, I got 2 over the last 30 days. Well, we got to maybe let's try to boost it up to 5, maybe 3 days a week if we can. Maybe try to boost, you know, you now have a conversation as a leader. You can now start having competent conversations that will give your people the confidence that they can be successful. I just got to make a few tweaks here and there, and then now my system is right. Systematic approaches to building big businesses will give you huge boosts. Huge boosts. Guys, you go out there, try it. I'm going to do this live. I'm going to give, you know, some other pointers so people can have some visuals on later on today. Got some errands to run, got some people to close, and then I'm going to get out there and I'm going to serve you guys in that capacity. Cool? I see you guys over the top. Let's make it happen today.